language?
Not at all. In fact, the article suggests that people often choose not to go on vacation to countries where they have to worry about language problems.
That's probably because they're too lazy to learn a language.
No, it isn't that. The article says it's because they're too embarrassed to try and speak it.
Okay, so which languages do students study in school today?
Hang on a minute. There's a list here somewhere. Here it is. It says 50% of students study Spanish, 25% study French, 22% study Japanese, and 2% Russian. Arabic is becoming more popular, too.
And what are schools going to do about the problem?
Well, first of all, they're going to introduce language classes for children in elementary schools. And then they're going to start offering languages from around the world. For example, Mandarin Chinese and Urdu.
That sounds difficult. Anyway, Tony, which languages did you used to study at school?
Only French. And I was terrible at it.
File 10B, Listening.
Amy, did you study foreign languages in high school?
Yes, I did. Actually, I used to be really good at languages.
Which ones did you study?
Well, I took French for 5 years, and then I took Japanese for 6 years, and I studied Spanish for a year during my lunch break.
And how much French can you remember?
Not much, but I can remember my Japanese because I took it for my degree in college. Why all the questions, Tony?
Well, I've just read this article about the state of language learning in schools in the U.S., and it isn't looking good. It says that adults only remember about 7 words from the languages they studied at school.
Only 7 words? That isn't very good, is it? What kinds of words do they remember?
Common words, like hello, goodbye, please, thank you, 1, 2, and 3, and the question, do you speak English?
So, what happens when people are abroad? Do they practice the language?